Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
I bought it for $65,000 and I've rented it pretty consistently over the last 10 years for $1,000 a month. It's a phenomenal return.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's best ever guests as they share it with you. It's the best ever advice with none of the fluff. Let's go.
Are you having a hard time finding great investment properties? Unfortunately, the best deals are rarely found locally. Successful investing begins with the right properties in the right markets. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best deals across the U.S. Our simple, proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly cash flow. Get your free copy of the Ultimate Guide to Out-of-State Real Estate Investing at noradarealestate.com/guide. That's NORADA realestate.com/guide.
Do you know how you can benefit from crowdfunding? If you haven't checked out our special series, Best Crowdfunding Crash Course Ever, presented by Patch of Land, then you need to. It's episodes 152, 159, 166, and 173, because you'll hear from the industry's leading crowdfunding experts on how you can benefit by getting involved, whether it's getting access to funds for your deal or passively investing in other people's deals. The time is now to get started. Go to patchofland.com/best ever to grab your copy of the top 10 answers to the top 10 crowdfunding questions. That's patchofland.com/best ever. Hi, Best Ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Haro Setian. Hi, Haro.
How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for joining us. And Haro is joining us from Greenville, South Carolina. He is the founder of the Haro Group. He founded it in 2009. It's grown to 16 team members, and they closed on almost 200 transactions in 2014. He's also a real estate investor. He's got property in Greenville and also Clemson, and he speaks four languages. And he started out his career, interestingly, as a door-to-door salesman. So that certainly ties into his sales route. So with that being said, Haro, can you give the Best Ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
My dad was a realtor when I was a kid. He didn't do super well, but I got kind of exposed to it. He had also invested in properties when I was really young, which they all sold eventually. Gosh, if we had helped them, they were all in the Boston area. I'd be a multimillionaire at this point. So dad had been in real estate. My wife's father had also been in real estate out in Vancouver, British Columbia for 40 years. So he had a whole career. So I had a lot of that in the background as I made the decision. I was coming off of one sales career and looking at some options at other sales careers. And in the hot market of 2009, decided to jump into I'd already bought some real estate, some investment properties previous to that, but in the hot market of 2009, decided to jump in to the real estate residential sales world as a buyer's agent, and that's where things kind of got rolling for me.
You started investing before you became a buyer agent, is that correct?
Yeah, so in 2004, I enrolled at Clemson. I had gotten my undergraduate degree at Clemson. Graduated in 2000. In 2004, I enrolled at Clemson to get a master's degree in economics. And I had a little bit of money, and I decided to go ahead. And that's when money, loans were kind of flowing freely. Decided to go ahead and buy a 4-bedroom, 2-bath condo and rent out the other three, and that covered my living expenses for the whole time I was in graduate school. Towards the end of graduate school, I got married, and subsequently maxed out my student loans, used that money to go buy another condo that my wife and I lived in, but I kept the old one. And that one, since then, I still own it, has never had a vacancy. And then the other one, which my wife and I lived in when we first got married, also about 2 years later, we moved out of that and still hold that. And that one's never had a vacancy. So those have been two wins on the investing side.
Did you say you use money from student loans to buy a property?
I did. I don't know how legal that is or if that's even possible anymore. But remember, this is like 2006 when I did that. So that's how I got my start. Creative financing, right?
Yes, very creative financing. So when you bought the properties, what were your goals and has that evolved over time?
You know, interestingly, those two properties, you know, my mindset was I'm going to buy this and I'm just going to hold on to it. You know, and the first one I've had now for 11 years. It's paid off now, but that, you know, I didn't really think about when and if I was going to pay that off. I just knew, gosh, if I'm going to go pay rent, well, why not figure out a way to buy it and then someone else pay my rent? And I don't even have to pay rent and they're paying down the mortgage. The crazy thing about that first unit is a 4-2. I bought it for $65,000 and I've rented it pretty consistently over the last 10 years for $1,000 a month, $140 HOA fees. I mean, from a return standpoint, it's a phenomenal return. And all those properties down in Clemson, it's unique because they don't really appreciate in value. Like, they pretty much have sold for the same price ever since I bought mine. But the monthly cash flow is really high. So I'll take them and we just keep sitting on them.
What's something you learned so far in your investing experience from, you know, buying property, having people live in it, using certain properties to leverage up to other properties?
You know, I guess the way to look at it is it's when I talk to new investors, it almost seems like there's this mental barrier between where they're at and what it takes to become an investor and have investment properties. And I think the biggest thing that occurred to me back then, or that I kind of fell into, was this is actually kind of easy. It's just a different way of thinking about things. And I think that would, if you need me to put more meat on those bones, I think I can, but it's just simple. It's not rocket science. You just have to think about things a little differently.
What would you say is one thing that, you know, beginning investors who you come across and, as you say, might have a mental barrier would surprise them about investing in getting started?
What I say is no matter the great thing about most of my rental properties is that of the six that I have, I've lived in three of them. So every home I've ever owned, I still own. Or I've ever bought, I still own, and they're all become rental properties. So it's really, when you're buying that home, if I can catch someone on the early front end, and this is anywhere on their radar, I say, listen, buy your first house with the idea that this is going to be your first investment property once you move out of it. And the great thing about that is, you know, you're going to get the best rates as owner-occupied, and then turn around and put a renter in it afterwards, and you still got, you know, you might still have 27, 26, 25 years left on that 30-year mortgage that you got at, you know, the last few years, 3.5% to 4.5%. And you've got that locked in for, you know, a long time. I think thinking about it that way when you step in to the first property, unfortunately, most of the people, I'm a realtor, right? So I talk to people when they come in and they have to sell their property. And when I, especially the last few years, it's not been as much the case. I say the last few years, 2008, 9, 10, 11, 12, this was the conversation was pretty frequent where people couldn't sell their house and get the money they needed to out of it. They were upside down. And so they had to kind of back into renting. So it's kind of a default option rather than an intentional option, which usually didn't result in the best case scenarios from a return perspective. But back to your original question, which was, what would you say to first-time investors? I'd say, you know, you
maybe your best asset to rent is the one you're living in, if you already own it. And if not, if you're going to buy something, then buy something with the intention of living there for 2 or 3 years and then turning it into a rental property. So evaluate the asset in that manner.
What is your best advice ever for real estate investors?
Best advice ever for real estate investors. Focus. I have 6 properties. Love to grow that, but for right now I have 6 properties. In Clemson, two of those are in the same exact complex. The other one is a quarter mile down the street. In Greenville, all 3 of them are within a quarter mile of each other. And as a realtor, I know the neighborhoods really well, and I'm very in tune. And mind you, I have those investment properties in the neighborhood in Greenville, but I also have several lots in that neighborhood. So I'm kind of the more of it you control, the more impact you can have on what happens with it. And so I like control. And if I can gain control in an area and be seen as kind of a market maker, if you will, over time, like I've gotten, as a realtor, I've gotten tons of listings also in that neighborhood because I'm just in touch with the neighborhood. The returns multiply when your focus increases.
Are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
I am.
First, a quick word from our best ever sponsors. Crowdfunding. You've heard about it, and now it's time to learn about it. Our best ever sponsor, Patch of Land, is a leading expert in the crowdfunding space, and they've got all the answers to your crowdfunding questions. Go to patchofland.com/best ever and grab your copy of the top 10 answers to the top 10 crowdfunding questions. That's patchofland.com/best ever. Do you need an equity partner, or do you know about a great deal and want to get paid for finding it? Masia Development is looking for retail and medical office deals nationwide in the 1 to 30 million range. With over 500 million of assets in their portfolio, Masia Development can help you make that retail or medical office deal happen. Email them at jv@masciadev.com. Best ever book you've read?
How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Best ever listeners, I know you like audio, so you can go to freebesteverbook.com and get a free audio version of a book like that. Best ever personal growth experience and what you learned from it.
As a freshman in college, I went out on this summer sales internship selling books door to door, and I learned everything. I mean, I began to learn about goal setting, about commitment, about doing something hard. I mean, I worked 80 hours a week. I mean, it was the best experience as a young man I could ever want.
What's one takeaway that you've applied throughout your life?
It's the just keep going, flush what's behind you. If I knocked on a door and it went badly and I had a sourpuss face at the next door where that door was assured to go badly as well. But if I had a great experience at the last house and sold a product and was too arrogant, then I could also screw up the next one. So the ability to just flush what's behind you and be the best you in the next moment is priceless.
Best ever success habit you practice.
My self-talk is really good. I don't even recognize it anymore. When I was selling door-to-door, you had to be really good at controlling your mind. So that's something that's just a habit that's continued over time, and it's an unconscious competence at this point.
And what do you mean by that exactly, a self-talk?
I don't even think about it, but I really don't let negative thoughts into my mind at all. They don't exist, and if I catch them, they're gone quickly.
Best ever deal you've done?
Best ever deal I've done, well, frankly, it's one that I'm doing right now. Bought a property in the neighborhood that I'm talking about here in Greenville for $47,000, put 30 in it, so I was at 77 in it, and then I'm keeping it as a rental property. It's renting for $700 a month right now, and I just did a cash out refinance on it. It appraised for $115,000, so I'm basically taking out, I could take out $86,000, but I'm going to take out $75,000. So basically, for no money, I now have a rental property that rents for $700 a month with $35,000 equity in it.
Best ever project you're most excited about right now?
Right now, our real estate team is working on developing a model where we're a hub and do all the administrative and lead generation work. And eventually, our goal is to launch in 2016, expand partner locations throughout the Southeast and nationwide.
Best ever way you like to give back?
For me, it's really teaching. A lot of people give back in ways and methods that are give a fish methods. And those are good because sometimes people need to just eat, if you will, and they need a fish.
But when I have the time to think about it and put my energy into it, I prefer to invest in teaching people to fish methods of giving back. So for me right now, that's showing up in opportunities to teach. I'm part of Keller Williams, and I have a kind of a ready-made network to just pass on knowledge and ideas and things that have been passed on so freely to me, pass that on to other people.
Best ever quote.
Live my life by this one in many ways. I heard it early on was, if you want to be successful at anything, look at what 90% of people are doing in that arena and do the opposite.
How have you applied that in your life?
Whenever people talk about averages, like the average person does so-and-so and the average person does what, that's great. That's not me. Tell me what the top 10% do. So everything I go into, I just expect that if it's something I'm going to put my mind to, I'm going to do it well. I just have that expectation. So when I got into residential real estate, for instance, I knew we were going to be a top team at some point. It was just a matter of time. And I acted that way. I talked that way. I think it pissed some people off. They felt that I was arrogant and cocky. And I probably was. Yet, I just have that confidence that whatever I put my mind to, we can be top 10%.
What would you say is the biggest mistake you've made in real estate?
So this is interesting. This relates directly to building my team. I am great at sales. I'm great at sales management. I'm great at sales recruiting. I have never, ever been involved in operations, and I'm horrible at knowing what operations needs, how people that are attracted to the operations side of the world think and feel. And so when I started building this team, I read Gary Keller's Millionaire Real Estate Agent, which he had recommended to hire operations people first before you ever hire salespeople. And his recommendation is to hire two full-time operations people before you ever hire one additional salesperson, and hired one operations person before I went quickly to the next sales hire. I knew I was good at sales, and so I just kept going in that direction. And our team has had struggles ever since because we've not been, we're on track to do 300 units this year, yet our operations side, I believe, lags the power of our sales side. And so that's, from a mistake point of view, that caused stress and heartache that was unnecessary, that if I had to do it over again, I would do differently.
What's the best ever place to reach you?
Facebook.
What's your Facebook ID, or how do you want people to find you?
If you look up Haro, H-A-R-O, last name Setian, S-E-T-I-A-N, you'll find me.
You just broke a record for me. You're the first person to give out the Facebook ID. This has been, over 200 episodes, and you're the only person who's only given out Facebook. So you clearly are in the minority in what you do. So congrats on that, right?
Yeah, I guess so. The telephone's awful. I really don't like to give out my phone number for texts, just because I don't want to respond to people's texts. I feel like it's too invasive. It shows up as a notification on my phone, where I've got all Facebook notifications shut off, so I access it when I want to access it. Yet, for whatever reason, that makes me access it more. I think the notifications from text just piss me off, and whereas going into Facebook messages, for whatever reason, I don't know why, I have no rational explanation for what I'm saying right now. It just is.
Whatever keeps those negative thoughts out of your mind is what works for you. Thank you so much for sharing your best ever advice with the best ever listeners and talking about how you got your start when you were investing, looking at buying multifamily and getting creative, certainly with using creative financing out of the gate with student loans. And then, talking about the mental barrier that investors have for getting started and, breaking through that mental barrier to actually having investment properties, and talking about when you're buying. Think about when you buy your first house as though it's going to be your first rental property. If you don't have rental property already, think about that being your first rental property. Because let's be honest, the reality is most people move out of their first purchase within, what, like 2, 3, 4 years? And what are you going to do with it? You're either going to sell and upgrade, or you can keep it. And if you buy right, buy in the right area, you keep it, rent it out, make a little bit of money every month, pay down the principal, build your equity, and get another property with some very favorable financing because it's an owner-occupied property whenever you buy your next place. And you're learning also what you mentioned, learning about the door-to-door sales and the 80 hours a week. You just got to keep on going, as you call it, flush what went on behind you. So flush it away, and whatever happened in the past, screw it. It happened in the past. Forget about it. Learn from it, but don't let that carry over into what's happening right now and what will happen in the future. That is a lifelong lesson that can be applied to anything. And then, you know, talking about your, you know, your best ever property where it's 47K, you put in 30K, cash out refinance at 115K. So you have no money in the property. And I did the same exact thing for one of my properties in Dallas, Fort Worth, where I bought it with enough equity in it. It appraised for much higher than what I purchased it for. And I did a cash out refinance, and boom, I have no money in the deal, and I'm making a couple hundred bucks a month off of it. I mean, it's and by the way, when you do a cash out refinance, the money that you get back out is not taxed. It's completely tax free. So you're able to get all that money and do whatever the heck you want with it. And ideally, it's invest in more property or diversify and invest in stocks, bonds, or startups, or whatever you know. So thank you so much for being on the Best Ever Show. Such a wonderful conversation. Great talking to you. And we'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. Thank you, man.
Hey, you best ever listener. Do you want more? Then go to joefairless.com, where you'll get tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And remember to subscribe to the Best Ever Show in iTunes so you can keep getting your daily dose of the best real estate investing advice ever.